One name stands out above all the others, and man's name is Joe Kramer.
Saw Joe about a month or so ago, Tony. We did a 35th anniversary interview, and just listening to Joe tell some stories about those early days and getting the ballpark ready. We talked in the last segment about July 3rd, 1991, the very first game. Joe said that the ushers were still bolting down seats when people were walking into the ballpark that day. You'd walk up and say, "Hey, my seats are here," and the ushers would look at, or the workers would look at the tickets and then bolt the seats down. The workers also had to erect a flag for the national anthem before the first game. I mean, it was just so trying to get everything ready at the last minute. And then I told Joe, I said, "You know what the beauty of that was? You had to play again the next day."
That's right.
It's exactly right. But man, just the great times, the great memories. It's certainly getting emotional. And the series starts tonight, and I imagine there's going to be a lot of tears. Joe will be at the game, I think, on Saturday. A lot of former Mudcats interns and front office staff, they're all coming in for one final time. It'll be emotional for sure. Hopefully more baseball at Five County after this week with the playoffs, but the team's got to hold up their end of the bargain.
Yeah, and that'll be interesting over the course of this week and next week. Joe, in case you don't know who we're talking about, Joe Kramer was the general manager for most of those 35 years.
30 of the 35 years that Joe was there, and Eric Gardner was right by his side for a lot of those, too. I talked to Eric last week. It was so good to see him. I think he's coming out to the ballpark, too, this weekend.
And Joe actually made the move. He was with the Columbus Mudcats for the 1 year of their existence, too.
Yeah, Steve Bryant bought the team in Columbus, changed the name to the Mudcats, and then brought them to Five County Stadium in 1991.
Yeah, and the first manager of the Mudcats was a guy named Mark Bombard, Bombi, and he was one of those colorful old-school minor league managers, too.
Don't have many of those anymore.
No, you really, really don't. And, you know, and we mentioned David Bell went on to be a major league manager. So did Jeff Banister. And Jeff Banister, I believe, was the only person who took over the Mudcats in the middle of a season.
I believe that's correct. And now taking over the Orioles in the middle of the season, too.
Yeah, and so it's been an interesting time for sure. And it's been a tale of several different organizations, starting out with the Pirates, and then
the Rockies,
and the Marlins, and the Reds, and the Braves, and the Indians.
Yes, and now the Brewers. Since 2017. Of course, the Brewers own the club, and man, it's been a lot of fun to watch these prospects on the field this year. Jesus Madé, who was the number one prospect in baseball, Luis Peña, Braylon Payne, the first rounder by the Brewers last year. Future is certainly bright for Milwaukee.
Oh, it really is. I've had a chance to do a number of games with the Nashville Sounds, the AAA for the Brewers just a couple of weeks ago. Some great players on that team, too. You know, I think back to the Brewers era with the Mudcats. A name that stands out there because he was there for so long was their manager, Joe Arolt.
Yeah. I think the winningest manager in Mudcats history, we were talking about that the other day. He's now managing in Double-A with Biloxi now. But, man, talk about a guy that universally loved in the Mudcats organization, and that's Joe.
Yeah, and he had some major health problems, and he was able to survive those, too. Chris, if you have one memory of your time, and you've had two different stints with the Mudcats, is there one that stands out above all the others for you?
Well, yeah, because, you know, I grew up going to Mudcats games, and then I interned for the Mudcats, and now to be the radio guy, it's hard to pinpoint one, Tony. That summer that I interned, just kind of learning the ropes of baseball, that was certainly a lot of fun and taught me a lot. I still come back to just those summers before 64 and the bypass was built, just driving through Clayton and Knightdale with my dad and my grandfather, just going out to the ballpark. And you turn that corner and you just see this pristine field that John Packer has had for so long. And you drive in, and we talk about the magic of baseball. And that's what it was to me. It was the smell of the ballpark, the popcorn, the hot dogs. And you find your seat, and there's just – it's a baseball game right in front of you. And for a kid that's 7 or 8 years old, and I didn't appreciate it at the time, and now, you know, being 37, I think back on those times a lot more fondly than maybe I did 10 or 15 years ago.
Well, some of my memories from covering the Mudcats in those early years of the Mudcats, when the old press box, which is over at Millbrook High School now, the usher who was in charge of security was a gentleman named Harold He was quite a character, and fortunately Harold's passed along now. One of the great characters there, and you know, I think of my good friend John Hobgood, mm-hmm. who was the Michelle Score for many years.
Yep. He was there for a long time.
Yeah, and Woodrow.
Woodrow's still there?
Exactly, who started covering as a sports writer for the News and Observer.
I'll tell Woodrow you said hello when I see
Please
him tonight.
Please do.
And I think about our friend Dave Slade, who was the public address announcer for a number of years, and just all the people that I've had a chance to meet. You know, baseball is such a small world, Tony, and to be able to meet all these people and stay connected to these people for all these years, I think, is what I'm going to take with me.
Yeah, and baseball, it is the people. You know, you and I have talked about this before. If we were away from baseball, as much as both of us love the game, it's the people mm-hmm. we would miss the most.
For sure. I think that's true in any walk of life. It's a relationship business, you know, and it's the people that you love, and it's the people that you miss whenever you don't see them for a while. And was it Rogers Hornsby that said, what do you do in the winter? I look out the window and wait for baseball season to start.
Exactly.
That's kind of the way I feel about it, Tony.
Yeah, that's been the way I've been most of my life, waiting for the next baseball season to come. And again, Chris, the game times will be at night,
yeah.
and then on Sunday afternoon to close it out.
6:30 all week long, Friday, Saturday especially at 6:30, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Fireworks after the game Friday night, Saturday night. Catch on the field after the game Sunday. Throwing it back with the ticket prices to the 90s. So it's really affordable to come in, bring your family. Get there early. Might be one of the first 500 fans to get one of those memorabilia gift bags. CarolinaMudcats.com to get all your tickets. And we hope to see a lot of people out there to celebrate the Carolina Mudcats.
And that's going to be so much fun if you have a chance to get out there, particularly, as you mentioned, those great gift mm-hmm. bags that you can pick up.